On today's edition of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston talks about how wherever he goes, people think their city is unique. Well, it's not. Except for maybe San Francisco.
Today, my cab driver in Philadelphia said something I've heard nearly every place I've ever been. You know what they say about the weather in Philadelphia. If you don't like it, give it 15 minutes and it'll change. Every place I've ever been, the people say the same thing about their weather. They think how quickly their weather changes is unique. Well, it's not. And everybody thinks this. Here are the other things I hear wherever I go. The drivers here are crazy. I don't know how it is where you live, but the drivers here in, insert the city name, are crazy. You gotta watch out here, man. You gotta pay attention. They say that everywhere. And the drivers in this city aren't any crazier than the last place I was or in Mobile where I live. They're crazy everywhere. Except, oddly, Toronto, where I was a week or so ago. I asked the cab driver if the drivers in Toronto were crazy. He considered the question a moment and said, "No, they're actually polite here." I shook my head. That's the first time I've ever heard that. But that's Canada for you. Another thing people say wherever is that their family is crazy. This isn't city-specific, it's an observation of people in general. Oh man, they'll say, you wouldn't believe my family. My family's crazy. Other people say they have crazy families, but they haven't met mine. I want to say, no, they're not crazy. I've heard similar stories from other people. But don't try to tell them that. They won't listen, because whatever you say, they want to have a crazy family. Which, strangely enough, leads me to people describing wine. I've noticed that whenever anyone, describes wine using all the wine connoisseur technology, ooh, the Cabernet Franc is about 4%, which gives it that stab of boldness, yet also the subtle, weeping taste of tears on a Thursday, or something like that, they shape their hand like a claw or a cup and gesture outward from their chest as they describe the wine. It's the orator's pose of wine descriptions. They don't make eye contact either. They get a faraway look as they grasp for the right words. Oh, it tastes like the brush of a hummingbird's cheek across your forehead on a summer morning. These people entertain me to no end, especially when I look back and say, no, it tasted more like a cardinal's cheek to me. Can I have some more? Anyway, all this travel and meeting all these people have taught me that most people are generally the same wherever you go. Which is good, because you know what to expect. And I guess it's bad, because there are no surprises. Except maybe San Francisco. My young daughter and I walked down Market Street into some sort of spontaneous celebration, the likes of which I had not anticipated. I did my best to divert her attention, but the celebration was everywhere. "Dad, what are these people doing?" she asked. "I'm not sure," I said. "But these people in San Francisco are crazy." I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.